From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Donors pledge more than $10 billion to help Syrian refugees. The pledges came at an international donors conference in London. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said the money will help Syrians who have been suffering begin to rebuild their lives.
The promises of long-term funding and the loan mean that humanitarian and development partners will be able to work together to get children back into school, design employment programs, and begin rebuilding infrastructure.
The United States pledged more than $1 billion in relief. Secretary of State John Kerry said the United States is providing an additional $601 million in assistance to the Syrian people, plus $290 million in development aid specifically for education for refugee children in Jordan and Lebanon. The Obama administration says there has been a decrease in the number of Islamic State fighters in Iraq and Syria. However, there are more IS militants in Libya. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the United States now estimates there are between 19 and 25,000 Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria. That's slightly lower than previous estimates.
Now, that means they continue to be a substantial threat. But the potential numbers have declined.
The numbers do suggest that IS has been able to replenish its ranks despite heavy losses. Earnest said the drop in the number of fighters in Iraq and Syria is a testament to opposition fighters and aggressive U.S.-led coalition action. In Libya, meanwhile, the number of Islamic State fighters has risen from about 2,000 to 3,000 to 5,000.